Happy post-Pesach. As we enter into Parshat Shmini, I think we enter into one of the most troubling stories in a while. We try to understand Nadav and Avihu. What were they thinking? Nadav and Avihu are great Torah scholars, the sons of Aaron HaKohen. According to the Medrash, they were on par to be the next Moshe and Aaron. So what did they do wrong? Moshe and Aaron go in. They daven to Hashem, vateitze esh milfnei Hashem. Fire comes out of God, from God, and eats everything on the mizbeach. Vayar kol ha'am vayaronu vayiplu al pneihem. The people all cry out and they fall on their faces. Wow, this is the moment they've been waiting for. They've been waiting for the hashras hashchina. They've been waiting for God to come back to them. Remember, at the end of Chet Ha'egel, God said, I'm not going with you guys anymore. I'll send my angel. So what's happening all of a sudden is there's this recognition and this realization, God is back. The people are super excited. Everybody is in a really amazing place. And then afterwards, we go into the very next Aliyah. And Nadav and Avihu take their fire pans. They go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lefnai V'Lefnim. They bring their korban ketores, and vateitze esh milfnei Hashem, another fire comes out, vatochal otam, and it consumes Nadav and Avihu. I think the text is purposely using the same language to tell us that there is a mirror image. A and B both happened. One is okay, one not so much. What's really going on in this story? What are we supposed to understand from it? So there's a lot of explanations given. One possibility is that they were drunk. And that's why the Torah tells us right afterwards that Yayin v'Sheichar al Teisht. You can't drink wine when a Kohen does the Avodah. But there's no indication of that in the text, other than the Smichas Parshios. Another possibility is that they were Mora Halacha b'fnei Rabbo. They deserve death for that. Another possibility is that they disrespectfully said, oh, when are the old men going to die? When will Moshe and Aaron move on so we can take over? Which one is it? I want to share with you a beautiful explanation that maybe is a little bit of everything and yet none of them at the same time. Nadav and Avihu, perhaps, I believe it's the Ramban, says, Nadav and Avihu said, we want din. Where's din? Where's judgment in the world? God, why can't we live in a world where there's immediate judgment and immediate justice for all wrongdoings? That's to say that if I sin, why should I be given another opportunity? Why should we wait? Keep in mind, Nadav and Avihu were from Shevet Levi. They didn't do anything at Chet Ha'egel. So they can clearly sit there and say, we're good. I have nothing on the line here. God, why are you allowing everyone a second chance? The whole premise of the Mishkan is, we failed, and now we'll do it again. We didn't do what we were expected from us, but don't worry, God gives us a second chance. Turns around another one of you and they say, why, God? Let's live in a world of just strict judgment. And in the world of strict judgment, when somebody does something wrong, there's a consequence. And it's immediate, and it's over with, and the world goes on. It's a scary world to live in. But Nadav and Avihu felt at the level that they were at, that was okay. We could handle it. So God says, really? You really want that? So now what happens? When they sin, God looks at them and says, okay, you want to see what happens in a world of immediate retribution from God? This is what happens. There's no second chances. That's one possibility. I want to share with you another possibility, which I think is so spot on. Nadav and Avihu looked and saw that the fire didn't come down from heaven. Their father went into the Kodesh HaKadosh and brought the korban, and he's waiting. And you have to imagine the fear that Aaron HaKohen has. Will it work? Meaning, I'm to blame for the Chet Ha'egel. I should have stopped the Jewish people, but I didn't. Maybe he couldn't, but at least in his mind, he didn't. I didn't get them to where they needed to be. So what does God say? Build the Mishkan. That's going to be tshuva. So they go through the process, and they build it for a very long time, and here it is. They're at that moment. And Aaron goes in, and he says to himself, halavai. Halavai vaiter. If only. only I could bring us to the next level. And then he waits. And he waits. And he waits. And you could imagine there's that guy in the back row saying, you see, we knew this was a waste from the beginning. That's why we didn't give much to this project. God's not going to bring the fire down. We're cooked. That is perhaps the fear that the people have. And it's the fear that Aaron has. And his sons see it. And his sons go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and say, if our father can't get the fire going, we'll get the fire going. We're going to make this happen no matter what. Meanwhile, at the very same time that they're doing that, Aaron and Moshe davened Hashem. But Tetzei Esh, the reason why it gives us the same language is it's the same fire. The fire that leaves God, that consumes the carbon, looks and also consumes Nadav and Avihu. Why? Beautiful thought. Nadav and Avihu said, if it can't be started by God, it can't be started on God's terms, we'll start it on our own terms. We're going to make it happen. The answer that God gives resoundingly is that you don't understand. That's not how the Mishkan works. There might be room for creativity in Judaism in many areas, but the Mishkan, the Mikdash, the holy house of God, is so prescribed. And everything needs to be done in such a specific fashion. Why? Because it's a very fine line. It's a very fine line from worship of God to idol worship. Everybody did that back then. They all brought sacrifices. They all brought korbanos. How did you show that you were doing it to God and not to anyone else? It's when you do it on God's rules to a T. There's no room for creativity in the Mishkan. If it doesn't happen on its own, you wait. You ask, but you don't try on your own. There are many, many places where one has to be creative. There are many, 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 many places where one has to be so super open in their ways of doing things. But there are also some times you got to make sure you're really, really super careful. And that was Nadav and Avihu's mistake. Nadav and Avihu's mistake was that they tried to be innovators in a place that God said there's no room for innovation. But you follow my rules. Aaron, Kashutziva Hashem is Moshe. Aaron is just that. He follows everything he's told by God, and so is Moshe. Another one of you tried a different path, and God says, I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way. But Tetzei Esh Melifnei Hashem, the fire that should have made it a fire of simcha, the fire ends up burning out and blotting out Nadav and Avihu. I believe that the message that Nadav and Avihu teach us and the message of that whole story in Shmini is Judaism is a religion that's dynamic. Judaism is a religion that's open to a lot of creativity. But Judaism also has certain rituals and certain things that need to be untouchable, save for maybe the greatest of our rabbis and the greatest of our halachic minds. When we play and toy around with our Judaism in certain respects, rather than being creative and rather than being innovative, we end up cutting the roots of something that's so rich and so beautiful. Nadav and Avihu made that mistake and they paid dearly. But the price that they paid was in order to ensure that everybody Ladore Doros understood that's the godless of the Mikdash. When you come in, when you step into the house of God, you do it with such care, with such caution. Because while God wants that relationship, God also wants that relationship to be very, very carefully guarded and cherished. My bracha is that we enter in the post-Pesach, and we enter into Parshat Shmini, as we recognize that we're gifted an amazing, amazing, amazing gift. And that is our unbelievable religion. I think we need to make sure that we cherish it, treat it with the respect and the reverence it deserves, and make sure that we take it and find the opportunities to find our connections, our creativity, and our innovation when appropriate. But at the same time, make sure so carefully that we guard it so it stays as pure and pristine as it is when we got it. Have a great Shabbos.